I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, PJ Glasser. Kate Constable filling in for Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, who will be back tomorrow. It is time for the Power Hour. And Kate, we're going to continue the NFL talk. We've talked about three of the divisions and some of breaking down those teams a little bit, talking about some of their odds to win their respective divisions. But now let's get into the MVP. We were talking a little bit before about this with Tua. He's at 14-1. Joe Burrow and Mahomes, they're the co-favorites at plus 650. Josh Allen plus 750. You have Herbert 9-1, Hurts 10-1, Tua and Lawrence at 14-1. You have Dak, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers at 16-1. And then you have Justin Fields 20-1, Trey Lance 25-1, Deshaun Watson 30-1, and then some other guys down the board. Let's start with the two co-favorites, Burrow and Mahomes. Mahomes, as we know, has won it last year, so he's the reigning MVP. And then Joe Burrow, I mean, everybody would agree that probably Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. Burrow's right behind him as number two. If you had to bet to make on one of those guys, either Mahomes or Burrow, who'd you take?
I would have to put my money on Burrow right now because of how hard it is to repeat as MVP. I mean, Mahomes won it last year, and I think Burrow was right behind him. I just think that this could be Burrow's year. Once again, hard to repeat as MVP, hard to repeat as going to the Super Bowl, although the Chiefs do seem to be in the AFC title game each year. But I think that this could be a big year for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. They have a lot of the pieces necessary to make a deep run, and I would like to see Joe Burrow win it over Mahomes just because we've seen Mahomes take home the trophy a couple times.
You know, Burrow is such a good quarterback, and he definitely has the capability of putting up the numbers to win MVP. There's something about him I feel like that he doesn't, like, put up the flashy numbers, though. Like, when you're drafting fantasy football, right, I don't think Burrow will go in, like, the top five quarterbacks taken, probably. You'll have Mahomes, you'll have Hurts, you'll have Lamar, you'll have Fields just because of the running ability. You'll probably have Herbert, but Joe Burrow is such a great quarterback, but I don't think he puts up like the flashy enough numbers to win himself MVP. And he certainly can do it. He has the weapons to do it. I think some of these other guys have more like boom potential than Joe Burrow does, who's just consistently like solid. They run the ball with Mixon a ton. You know, Zach Taylor comes from the Sean McVay coaching tree, so he wants to run to set up the pass and that kind of stuff. So would it shock me if Burrow won MVP? Obviously not. But I think if I'm choosing between the two, it would probably be Mahomes. Josh Allen is the next guy at plus 750. He was the favorite going into last season. You know, Allen's interesting, Kate, because, again, he's a guy who can do it rushing, and he has that big arm. The Bills can put up a ton of points. Maybe Allen's a look at plus 750, just because Allen and the Bills had so much hype coming in to last season, and now it feels like there's really not that much surrounding him this year. And when that tends to happen, you know, maybe a guy can surprise some people, and maybe Allen at plus 750 is worth a potential look.
Yeah, because talking about Josh Allen last year and all the hype surrounding him, like, we painted this picture that he was going to be the MVP and the Bills were going to the Super Bowl. They were the Super Bowl favorite all year, too. And all of a sudden, he doesn't quite live up to, like, what we expected in our minds, even though he had a very good season. So sometimes that's the issue, too, is maybe you don't want to go into the year being the favorites just because the expectations are so high and anything short of perfection all of a sudden drops you out of the running. And maybe that's a little bit of what we saw from Josh Allen last year. Jalen Hurts is someone that I would look at as well. And that's just kind of based off of what we saw in the Super Bowl last year. He was phenomenal in the Super Bowl. And if he, like, we saw flashes of greatness in that game. If he can continue that this season, I think he could put forth an MVP campaign. Is that crazy of me to think that he would be someone that, you know, this young in his career, maybe only making it to the Super Bowl one year, that being kind of his breakout season, to all of a sudden turn around and win MVP? Is that crazy?
Not at all. I think if he didn't get hurt at the end of last season, I think there's a great chance he would have won it. I was actually arguing in the fact that because Jalen got hurt, that he almost should have won MVP. You saw his value when he was gone. Gardner Minshew started for the Eagles, right? They lost that game to Dallas. They lost that game to New Orleans. Hurts comes back, and he just obviously plays sensational in the playoffs. He was unbelievable against the Giants. He was great against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So that's my thing about the MVP. You know, it's like, I get why Mahomes won it. His numbers were great. I thought Jalen, before he got hurt, should have won it. And then when he got injured, it almost reinforced, like, if you're the MVP, you're the most valuable player. As loaded as that Eagles roster was, when Jalen wasn't in the lineup, they were a completely different team. And if Mahomes wasn't playing for the Chiefs, obviously they would have been a much different team as well. But I just thought the fact that Mahomes was such a heavy favorite at the end of the year, I thought was crazy. I thought Jalen, even though he wasn't playing, he showed how important he was because of what the Eagles did when he was starting that season and what they look like when Minshew was in there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, that's a great point, because a lot of being an MVP is what you bring to the table. And so when you're not on the field or doing stuff like that, like showing what's missing from your team also could add a lot of value to an MVP campaign in terms of just how your team performs when you're not there. So yeah, that's a great point.
Exactly. And then, so we talked about Tua a little bit at 14-1. Trevor Lawrence is also 14-1. If you had to pick one of those two guys to win MVP, would you take Tua or Trevor at 14-1?
I would take Trevor just because of my questions. Well, not only because of that, a couple factors. One, my questions with Tua's health and staying on the field and if he's going to be able to play enough games this year. And then also Trevor Lawrence, like the step he took from year one to year two was huge. And we can't forget, like, year one, Urban Meyer was his head coach, and that was just a dumpster fire in Jacksonville that season. So it's almost like last year was I'm blanking on his name.
His rookie year, essentially.
Yeah, basically his rookie year. Trevor Lawrence, I just totally blanked on who I was even talking about. Trevor Lawrence, that was basically like his rookie year. He had a competent head coach, and we saw what he was able to do. So year three, you could argue it's kind of year two this upcoming season. I think he takes another big step, so I would take him over Tua.
Yeah, both are intriguing. You make a great point about Trevor. Really, last year was his first season under Peterson. Remember, he's also getting Calvin Ridley to come over this year, so that's going to help out as another weapon at receiver. Tua's fascinating. I think the upside is there at 14-1 just because with the talent the Dolphins have, if they're winning games, he's going to be right in the thick of it. I'm with you, Kate. I just can't trust him to stay healthy. So between those two guys, I would probably take Trevor. I think the three names at 16-1 to win MVP are extremely fascinating. Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers, we touched on with the Jets. I don't know if he's going to win it. You know, Rodgers has turned into a quarterback, and last year wasn't that case because he had rookie wide receivers, but he used to be so good at not turning the ball over, not throwing any interceptions, and his touchdown to interception ratio was tremendous. I think more so, though, the Jets, even if they bring over Rodgers, are going to lean on their run game and their defense, not to say they won't air it out. I don't love Rodgers, though, as an MVP candidate. Lamar at 16-1, Kate, like, I know he hasn't stayed healthy the last 2 years to end the season, but, I mean, he won the MVP unanimously. And if he comes back to the Ravens without Greg Roman and with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards healthy at running back, good old line, Mark Andrews at tight end, and if he is playing, whether it's on a brand new contract or if he decides to play on the non-exclusive tag and he's got a chip on his shoulder because he's so mad the Ravens won't pay him, and he's like, you know what, the price is going up even more now and I'm going to win another MVP. So I think the Lamar angle is fascinating at 16-1. The fact that he's priced below Tua and Trevor Lawrence, I think is because we're uncertain of what's going to happen with him. But the talent and the upside is there for Lamar at 16-1.
Yeah, I almost feel like people are getting a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth with Lamar Jackson, just in terms of him like demanding this massive contract. But that's not to take away from the talent on the field. And when he's held, if he can stay on the field, that's like, I mean, that's the biggest thing. And that's part of the reason the Ravens aren't giving him the number that he wants. I mean, not to mention it's kind of ridiculous that he wants all that guaranteed, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And the Ravens as a whole haven't been healthy. I mean, you mentioned all those players that were out last season with injuries that have been in and out of the lineup. Like, the Ravens as a whole just haven't been able to be consistent because of all their injury issues. That obviously plays off onto the quarterback too, who's running the offense. So if all of those factors are better this season, I think Lamar Jackson for sure should be at a smaller number than 16-1, because if you're looking at who he's with, I mean, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I don't see Aaron Rodgers winning MVP unless he's almost taken this team to the Super Bowl. Like, I just don't see that happening. So Lamar Jackson isn't crazy, But that is kind of a crazy number that he's sitting at right now with all the talent that he has, not only within his own skill set, but the pieces around him.
And then, you know, I think your guy Justin Fields at 20-1 is intriguing just because of the upside. I mean, we saw what kind of runner that guy was last season. Now you get him DJ Moore at receiver, and they're using up money right now on the defense. They have tons of draft capital, more money that they can spend. I think Fields is interesting at 20-1. After that, like, Hurts was 25-1 to win MVP last season in the offseason. I was like, that's a great price. I love that upside for Jalen. I look at some of these other quarterbacks, and it's like Trey Lance is 25-1. Brock Purdy's 30-1. I don't know who's starting a quarterback for San Francisco, and I don't really like either one, so I'm not taking that. Jared Goff at 40-1. I don't think he's having the season he did last year. I don't want to take Russell Wilson or Derek Carr at 40-1 either. Jordan Love at 50-1. Who knows what he's going to look like in his first year with those young receivers? I'm not taking him. So normally, Kate, I like to find value down the board, sprinkle in a long shot. I really think Justin Fields at 20-1 is the cutoff, and I think your MVP is coming on one of those names that we previously mentioned.
What about the Justin Fields thing is intriguing because the Bears are mightily improving their roster right now. And I mean, it's hard to not improve from last season. So Justin's intriguing. I'm not sure I would recommend people go out and bet him for MVP. I'm looking on this list though. I'm seeing Deshaun Watson at 30-1. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he have one of the largest guaranteed contracts ever? Like, why did the Browns give this guy all of this money? If he's sitting at 30-1 to win MVP, that seems a little odd. And I know last season coming in, like, he hadn't played football in a meaningful game in what, 700 some days, something like that. So maybe we're looking at where he left off last year, and he needs to prove himself a little bit more this year. But biggest guaranteed contract ever, and this player sitting at 30-1 to win MVP, that's just odd.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Watson was so bad last year. He was so bad. I mean, it was like,
I'm not saying I think he's going to be all that better and win it, but it's just the Brown. I don't know. I guess that's the problem with the Brown. Like, the Browns just gave him, that's a terrible contract is the point I'm trying to get across.
Horrendous.
That's a terrible contract.
Horrendous contract. Yeah. Look, if Watson, if he wins MVP, I mean, credit to anybody who bets that at 30-1. The way he looked, I could never do that. Super Bowl, Kate, anybody that you're eyeing right now to win it? Kansas City, big favorite, plus 550, then Buffalo's next, plus 850. Bengals, Niners, Eagles, all 9-1. The Jets, 14-1. Cowboys 18-1, Chargers 20-1. The 25-1 market is interesting. The Ravens, Jags, Dolphins, Lions, all 25-1. Any teams that that you're eyeing right now possibly to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, the 49ers at 9-1. Obviously, I would like to know a little bit more about their quarterback situation and who's going to be their starter and all of that jazz. I would like that to be a little bit more firmed up. But when you talk about the pieces they have around the quarterback, I mean, they even just improved their defense. You've got George Kittle at tight end. He's at the height of his career right now. Like, they've got the pieces to compete for another Super Bowl, make it to another conference championship. And, I mean, I think they saw their defense fall short last season. And so they're working to kind of up that a little bit. But that would be my pick right now. I would just like to know who the quarterback's going to be before I bet that.
That Niners roster is so good. It really is. Yeah. Kate, I really don't know who I like to win the Super Bowl. You know, it's tough. I kind of like Buffalo a little bit. I think now, last year, everybody thought was their year, and now people are off them that maybe this is the year that they win it. They kind of intrigue me at plus 850. That AFC is just so loaded and so many good quarterbacks that it's tough. It really is. I mean, you could make a case for a number of those teams. I don't think you could bet Kansas City, though, plus 550. I think that if you want the Chiefs, you wait at some point in their season when they hit a little bit of a rough patch, and you'll get better odds on that number. But we'll be intriguing to see. Free agency, obviously, will continue. Power Hour will continue as well here on You Better You Bet next. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.